My journey to the Catholic Church was aided by the writings of Scott Hahn and several Catholic Answers apologists. During my seminary years, when I was in seminary to become a Methodist minister, I was often up late at night comparing Protestant teachings to Catholic teachings. And you can see how that ended up. Later on, after having been received into full communion with the Catholic Church, I discovered Father Dwight Longenecker's books and his blog. His background, like mine, was in a Bob Jones-affiliated fundamentalist Baptist church. His road to apostolic Christianity and full communion with Rome was one I could relate to. He was also a former Anglican priest, so I thought I might have some helpful advice from him on how to navigate choices I needed to make for my career and where to raise my family. For this reason, I reached out to him. He responded promptly, inviting me to his home in Greenville, South Carolina. At the time, we lived in Danville, Virginia, a few hours away. This began a friendship that has now spanned more than a decade and helped lead us to move to this area 11 years ago. Before I met him, I knew a lot about him. He's kind of a Catholic celebrity. But getting to know him in person, especially now as a brother priest, it is different. It is deeper. We can know a lot about a person, but it is much different when we invite them to spend time with us, or they invite us to spend time with them. Since Thursday, we have learned a lot about Robert Cardinal Provost, now Pope Leo XIV. But if you really want to get to know him, I suggest you read what he writes and listen to what he preaches. But should you ever get a chance to spend time with him, you would probably get to know him on an even deeper level. Again, we can know a lot about a person, but it is much different when they invite us to spend time with them. Jesus tells us, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them." Now, Jesus is the divine Son of the Father. He's eternal. He's all-knowing. And that means that he knows everything about us. Not just the stats, but he knows the depths of our heart. He knows our heart even better than we do. But he loves us so much that this is not enough for him. The knowing he desires is for us to spend time with him. The same author of this gospel, the Gospel of John, reveals to us in the book of Revelation that he stands at the door and knocks. We've all seen the famous painting in the English cathedral. But he won't force himself in. No. He waits. He knocks. But he waits to be invited in. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them. If we don't invite him to spend time with us, then we won't hear or recognize his voice. And in turn, we won't have eternal life, and we will not be able to claim the promise and protection that he gives to his sheep. They shall never perish, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand. So how is it then that we can resolve to invite Jesus in and to get to know him even as he seeks to know us, not just about us, but to know us? Number one, meditating on sacred scripture, especially through Lectio Divina. Also, the study of sacred scripture, guided by the teachings of the church. The Bible in a Year podcast, the Catechism in the Year podcast are great places to start, especially if you're busy, have some time in the car, have some time while you're doing work. In such a way, you'll be studying from the heart of the church. But there's no substitute for having a few, even just minutes of silence, meditating on sacred scripture. And reading scripture from the heart of the church. And we as Catholics also have the great gift of the Eucharistic presence, where we are invited to spend time with Jesus in person. Not just to know about him, but to get to know him in person as he waits for us in the tabernacle. I know it is hard to get to the church. There are other Catholic churches if you live far from here. Some even with Eucharistic adoration 24/7, where you can get a code and go in and adore our Lord. You can also get a code to this church, in addition to the scheduled holy hours that we have. And if you're really busy, you can do your scripture meditation in front of the Blessed Sacrament, where he is there in person. It's a two for one. This is how he invites us to get to know him, even as he seeks to be closer and to know us in that personal way. When we do this, we will be more able to hear the voice of the shepherd, not only speaking to us personally in our personal quiet time, in our personal time in meditation, in our time alone with him reading the Bible and in Eucharistic adoration, but we will be better able to hear him as he speaks to us through the voice of his shepherds. Not only your priest, but also your bishop, Bishop Lopes, and now our new shepherd, Pope Leo XIV. I can't think of a better time to resolve to invite Christ, to spend more time with him, and to hear his voice better than at the beginning of the papacy of the first American pope. You know, he's also the second English-speaking pope. We haven't had one in 900 years or so since Pope Adrian, who is from England. This is exciting. But you know, in that St. Peter's Square, it very much echoes the reading from Revelation. People from every nation and tongue. Rome is like a microcosm of the church's universality, where people from all over the world, every language, every ethnicity, come together to the one Catholic Church. And yet, it is from our own country, a country that was founded on Protestant principles, that has always been majority Protestant. And now here comes a pope from the United States of America. But more importantly than the fact that he's from Chicago and might like deep dish pizza and the way they make hot dogs up there and all those other fun things, is that Christ wants us to hear him through the voice of our shepherd, through our new pope. Already, I have heard Christ speaking through him, and so I'd like to close with a quote from his first homily. Now, he got me right away because he was quoting Ignatius of Antioch. Ignatius of Antioch is always going to be very special to me because in my first semester of seminary, as a Methodist seminarian, here is a bishop who succeeded Peter, who knew the author of our gospel today. He was a disciple of the Apostle John, who not only knew about him, right, but spent time with him. And so when he talks, our ears ought to perk up. And he was arrested to be martyred in Rome, in the Colosseum, to be eaten by the lions. And on his way, he wrote seven letters to seven churches. And in these letters, he gives witness of the early Christian belief in the real presence of the Eucharist, Jesus in the Eucharist, in the authority of bishops, and in how Rome is to lead in charity. The Bishop of Rome, remember, he's not the Bishop of Rome, he's talking about the Bishop of Rome who presides in charity. And so that would be the quote that Pope Leo XIV quotes. Saint Ignatius, who was led in chains to this city, he's speaking of Rome, to the place of his impending sacrifice, wrote to the Christians there, "Then I will truly be a disciple of Jesus Christ when the world no longer sees my body." Ignatius was speaking about being devoured by wild beasts in the arena. And so it happened. But his words apply more generally to an indispensable commitment for all those in the church who exercise a ministry of authority. And here's where I hear Christ's voice speaking through him, because he is my shepherd. He is my pope. And he's speaking to those, his priests and bishops here, about the indispensable commitment that we need to have as we serve those and lead others to Christ. It is to move aside, Pope Leo XIV says, it is to move aside so that Christ may remain, to one make oneself small so that he may be known and glorified, to spend oneself to the utmost so that all may have the opportunity to know and love him. What words we hear from our new Holy Father, and how fitting that it be on Good Shepherd Sunday, this Sunday that we celebrate every Easter, the fourth Sunday of Easter, where we always hear from John chapter 10. We heard just the very end of John chapter 10, but we cycle through the Good Shepherd narrative every year. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. May we, as we begin this new and exciting papacy of Pope Leo XIV, may we pray for our new shepherd, and may we seek to invite Christ in as he knocks on the door, so that we may hear better the voice of Christ as he speaks to us through our shepherds.